Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. This week, I'm bringing back a topic that seems to be a recurring theme, especially now that the year is almost over. We have a few days left, less than 60 days to wrap up the year. You're not done yet. Don't quit now. Don't start giving up and thinking you're going to move to it next year. Continue to keep up the momentum to change what it is that you're doing. Come on. Keep it up. Don't change. The year's not over yet. Come on now. So with that being said, because mentoring is something that's really key, because if you had a good mentor right now, that's definitely making sure that you are pushing it now, keeping up the momentum. So listen to the audio of this topic that I talked about last week. I'm going to paste it here. And don't forget about the webinar coming up this Thursday.
Ultimate success will take longer than you think. Big goals, large visions for your life, any major success you want to obtain is probably going to take a lot longer than you anticipate when you start the journey. It's just human nature. We get a good idea about something we want to be, do, have, and the idea captures our minds and emotions. The honeymoon phase is awesome. Daydreaming and brainstorming of your exciting new idea and the world of possibility that will open up once you reach this new goal. You are energized and ready to take on the world. If you're new to this game, I'm sorry to tell you, but you have a mountain ahead of you. And no one has ever successfully scaled a mountain quickly and easily. Sure, from a distance, the mountain may not look that big. It looks like fairly smooth terrain and a manageable grade when you stare at the mountain from a few miles away. You excitedly sprint to your starting point. That's when the work begins, and within a very short period of time, reality starts to sink in at the difficulty and struggle that awaits you. Most people don't make it far enough up the mountain to be invested in the journey. They quit early enough that the pain of investment isn't harsh enough. The sting of quitting isn't harsh enough. However, if the goal at the summit of your mountain is something that you really want, and you have enough reasons to get there, and enough reasons not to quit, then your first mission becomes this investment phase. You have to put in enough blood, sweat, and tears to reach the point where turning around and quitting would actually be more painful than continuing. Once you reach this point, you gain a whole new perspective on life. The struggle doesn't go away, but it takes on a new form. You find a sort of peace and sense of knowing during your struggle. You know you will make it to your goal, you just don't know how long it's going to take. But it almost doesn't matter because you no longer count the cost. You are focused purely on the journey. This is an easy metaphor to understand, but it applies to anything in life. Make a point to first be the kind of person who dreams, has big visions, and gives yourself the permission to set major goals. Then, make certain you stay with it long enough that turning around is no longer an option, even though it will likely take far longer than you think to reach your peak.
Well, there's been that great information that we'll share with you. Now, make sure you list the different tips that was given to you and go try them out. Always take action on the things that are listed and that are shared with you. And you're not going to know it's valuable until you actually take action on them. With that being said, don't forget to click the link and register for the upcoming webinar this Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I am in the Eastern, so that's what we're going to show next couple of Thursdays for the month of November, December. And I want to take kind of poll or survey to make sure that the 6 p.m. is convenient for you, too early, too late, and to make sure that I match your schedule, because I am here for you. It's not about exactly what I want, the convenience for me. It's about serving you. So always remember, if you have a question or tips or request, email me at info@parallelograminstitute.com, okay, to make sure you get what it is that you need. Don't forget to click the link to register for this upcoming webinar.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.